When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Previously on the Simply Human podcast.
Travis, where are you now?
All right, I live in Jupiter, Florida, which is South Florida, kind of the West Palm Beach area.
Yeah, it's near Uranus, Florida.
It is. Actually, I just heard, guys, you know, which is sad from a comedic standpoint, that it's not Uranus. It's actually Uranus.
Oh, what? It's episode 169 of Simply Human podcast with your host, Mark and Rick, two human beings being human. Our goal is to help you understand how humans are designed to eat, sleep, move, and enjoy, and how you can start living more like a human today. We have a guest today, Bill Ziske, founder of The Natural Life.
Op-ed, we just heard you, I just heard you use that joke like five times
it's
in 5 minutes.
The Natural Life, because his last name is Ziske, but we made an Arnold Schwarzenegger The Natural Life German accent.
Don't you be that. That's not a
I definitely ever. Just did it on my own. I'm sorry. Okay, and so we've got that, and that is that's going to be the show today. So I do have we do have a funny story coming up. Simply Human's own Greg Wiggins, who told the story about his babies that pooped on the airplane. Remember that story? I know you know Greg, but like that story that he told, it's a really funny story. He texted me the other day, and he goes, "Hey, I got a story for you." And so I trust him wholeheartedly to tell a funny story. If you hear the shower in the background, my wife is hopping in the shower. So, see you later. Here's Bill. But before we get to Bill, let me remind everyone that the Simply Human podcast is sponsored by Health IQ, an insurance company that helps health-conscious people like you, health-conscious humans like you that are intentional about being healthy, get lower rates on their life insurance. Just go to healthiq.com/simplyhuman, that will be in the show notes, to support the show and see if you qualify. Rick, everyone needs life insurance because guess what?
We all die.
You're going to die. I saw this funny meme. It was like back and forth between like this. There was this picture of this woman like down helping this man who was obviously like in distress. And like the meme is like, is there a doctor around? And this guy's like, I'm a doctor. It's like this guy like in a suit wearing holding a briefcase. And she's like, he's like, what's the problem? And she's like, he's having a heart attack. And he's like, I'm a doctor of philosophy. And she goes, he's going to die. And then it goes back to him. And he's like, we're all going to die.
I have a joke real quick.
Okay.
We don't have a funny story.
Okay, go.
That just reminded me of this. So a lady walks into a veterinarian's office, and she's carrying this pig. And this pig is very clearly not alive. You know, its eyes are rolled up to the back of its head, tongue sticking out, the tail's not even curly. And the vet is just sitting at the front desk with his feet propped up on the counter, and he's reading the paper. And she's like, oh, help me, help me, help me. There's something wrong with my pet pig. The veterinarian looks over the top of the paper real quick and looks at the pig and goes, pig's dead. Puts the paper back up. And she's like, is that it? You're a veterinarian. I brought him here for some tests and some treatment or something. Could you do something? And the vet folds the newspaper up and goes, all right, let's go to the exam room. So they go in the exam room, and he puts the pig on the table, and he opens a small door in the corner of the room. And in comes a golden lab, a beautiful dog. And the dog walks over and sits in front of the vet, and the vet just nods at the pig in the pig's direction, and the dog goes, woof, and the dog goes over and starts sniffing the pig all over the pig's body. Every centimeter of this pig's body, the dog sniffs. It takes like 10 minutes.
So I need to get my bleeping tool already.
No, you're good.
Okay.
From the tip of its tail all the way to its little nose, and then the dog gets finished, and he walks back over and sits in front of the vet and looks at the vet and just goes, woof. And the vet nods, and the dog walks back through the door. The vet opens another door, and a cat comes out, and the cat does the same thing. Sits right down in front of the vet, looks up at the vet, and just goes, meow. And the vet nods in the direction of the pig, and the cat walks over, and the cat gets like an inch away from the pig's skin and is just looking like with its eyes over every square centimeter of the entire pig skin, from this little cloven hooves to his tail, his nose, the ears, the whole nine yards. And then and it takes like 10 minutes, and then the cat walks back over to the vet when he's done and sits down in front of the vet and looks up at the vet and just goes, meow. And the vet nods, and the cat walks out back to the door. And the lady kind of looks at the vet. She's like, what's going on? And he's like, well, your pig's dead, and that'll be $5,000. And she's like, $5,000 just to tell me the pig's dead? That's what you told me in the beginning when we were sitting in the front. She's like, hey, listen, you're the one who ordered the lab report and the CAT scan, so.
Oh, my gosh. I'm using that one. I'm stealing that. Because you can, you can really, drag that one out and make it really long. Hey,
listen, I've told this joke before and stretched it out over
10
like,
minutes.
Yeah, way longer than I told it here. And that's the best part of it is people are like...
waiting for the amazing punchline, and it's like a dad joke. So here's one. You probably heard this one. This is a short one. This guy is sitting at home all by himself, and he hears a knock on the door. So he goes over the door. He opens the door, and there's nobody there. Oh, it's weird, So he looks down. There's a snail trying to sneak in, coming through the door. So he picks the snail up, and he just throws it as far as he can throw it. Like 3 weeks later, knock on the door, He opens the door. Nobody's there. He looks down, and the snail goes, what'd you do that for?
Health IQ. Health IQ.
Here's Bill.
Rule number one is you always record.
Always record. Joining us on the Simply Human podcast, I didn't ask how to pronounce his last name. Bill, is it Ziske?
That's it. You got it.
Got it. It's not Ziske or something. It's Z-I-S-K-E. Bill Ziske joins us, and Bill is the founder of a really cool company and a website, which we're going to talk about. It's in the show notes. Z Natural Life is the name of the company. We're going to get to all that. Rick, Bill is from Snyder, Texas.
Really?
How about that?
I am.
How about that?
He was a Snyder Tiger. Is that correct?
That's right.
Yeah, that
is absolutely right.
So, Bill, in a former life, Rick and I were sports broadcasters. And Snyder was in our viewing area, and we used to go up there and talk to the Snyder head coach, and they were really good. You don't happen to know Terry Ayers by any chance, do you?
No, that name does not ring a bell.
Okay.
Yeah. Unfortunately, when I was there, we actually set a record my senior year. Was the first time in the history of the school that we went 0-10 in football.
Oh. So, were you on the team?
Off there, Mark. Heck of a job.
Wait, were you on the team, or were you just part? Like, did you just go to school there at the time?
I went to school, but I actually was on the golf team and tennis team. I played both sports at different times throughout my time there.
So let's see. So you didn't play football,
by the way.
So you didn't play football. You played golf and tennis. So you you don't have brain trauma. Is that what you're telling us?
I do not.
Everybody, Mark has super severe CTE.
Yeah. Well, Rick, Blake Lewis, Simply Human Zone, has been on the show several times. We'll be talking, and he'll go, I don't know what I was just about to say. I have CTE. This is ridiculous. he just swears that he has it.
Repetitive brain trauma that we inflict on our kids.
Yeah.
Hilarious.
Yeah, perfect. Okay, so Bill, I want you to talk a little bit about your background and kind of how you got to where you are today.
I tell you what, it's kind of a
long story,
but I actually, if anything, I would hope that I could influence or motivate somebody to have a second start, because right out of college, I started in the technology industry. And, early on, I was fairly successful, and I kind of fell into the trap. They call it the furry handcuffs, where you're like, I always wanted to do my own thing, but it was one of those things where, oh, I'm going to be promoted. Oh, we're about to go public. Oh, I have stock options, blah, 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 blah. And it goes on and on and on. 22 years later, my wife and I are talking, and she said, you've been talking about doing your own thing before we were even married. And you either do it now or it'll be your biggest regret. And so that was the motivation that gave birth to Z Natural Life. And Liz and I, my wife, we've always been very much into the natural life. I paid my way through college working at a health food store, just fell in love with the industry, always vied to get back, and finally were able to do that. And so, you know, we decided, you know, what are we going to do? What are we going to name this company? And since our last name starts with Z, instead of, and so it's a play on words, instead of The Natural Life, we called it Z Natural Life. So that's how we started our company.
I think there's another thing at play here, because I'm looking at some of the things that you sent me to like talk about. And there's a book on here, favorite books that inspired me. It is written by one of my all-time favorite people who's ever lived, a guy by the name of Arnold Schwarzenegger, Total Recall, my unbelievable true life story. So I think you were like, the natural life. Is that what you were going for?
That's exactly what I was going for.
Mark was literally waiting all day long to deliver that one specific line in this recording. So I'm glad that you put up with it.
Z I
tell you what, that is such a fantastic book.
Yes.
I mean, that book, I probably read it 3 or 4 times.
Well, and my brother, Rick, will think this is, he'll remember all this. My brother, Brad, elder brother, like growing up, was like obsessed with Arnold. And he like, this is a great story we've told on the podcast before, is that he saved up. He like didn't eat lunch for an entire school year and saved all his money and would only eat donut sticks for lunch. And like, you know, 50-cent donut sticks, keep the other $3 so he could like save up to buy a weight set. So like the irony in that is like, okay, for a year you've eaten donut sticks for lunch. Now you have this weight set. Now you have to work off all of the donut sticks.
That guy that we knew that smoked so many Marlboros and got so many Marlboro miles that he got a free mountain bike. But the irony is like,
now we can't ride his bike.
Yeah. Oh, that's awesome. What a great story.
Yeah. Well, he had every VHS Arnold tape. So I grew up just around Arnold all the time. And if the more you know about his story and about how he was a millionaire in real estate before he ever even was in the movies, and the business things, and just listening to him talk, and just how he's just an incredible personality and just an incredible person.
Absolutely. What really motivated me about Arnold and his story was, I don't know, do you remember that part where he was in the military and he was in boot camp and he snuck out at risk of getting in some pretty significant trouble to go compete in his first bodybuilding contest? I think it was 18 or 19, if I recall.
In Austria.
And just to have the vision and the motivation and the drive to sneak out of boot camp and risk everything and not even be prepared. And the guy gets to a contest. He has so much confidence. He doesn't even have a pair of posing trunks, and he borrows somebody's trunks, and he ends up winning the entire contest. Yeah. I mean, when you hear stories like that, it's just incredible, and it's such a motivating force in my life.
Yeah, well, he decides at a young age that when bodybuilding wasn't popular, he's like, I'm going to be the greatest bodybuilder ever, and he does it. And then he's like, you know what? I'm from Austria, but I'm going to move to America, and I'm going to be a movie star. Like, what? And he does it. And then he's like, I think I want to be a governor of California. Like, he does it. Like, he just, anything that he, like, literally, like, anything that he's ever done, he has just done it because he is crazy.
Absolutely. And along the way, what I love about it is that there are always people of power telling him, nope, you're not going to do it. I mean, when he was going to become governor, Karl Rove actually said, we already have our governor selected who was going to be Condoleezza Rice. And they kind of earmarked her to be the next governor of California. But Arnold still, because certain events happened, he went for it. And how many movie producers did the guy talk to that were willing to give him a small role or not a role at all? And he said, no, I'm going to hold out. I'm a leading man, and that's who I'm going to be.
Yeah.
And I just love that story, that self-confidence, that perseverance to get him to that point.
Rick had an older brother who's no longer with us who's like, I'm going to fly, and he jumped off of a building. And
Today's actually the anniversary of that, Mark, so thank you.
That didn't happen. So anyway, so all that was so I could tell my joke about Z Natural Life. Okay, so there's lots of things in here.
10 bell joke. You did a fine job.
Thank you. Thank you very much. I appreciate that. Let's talk about, there's all sorts of things I want to talk about. So, one of the things that it really kind of stuck out to me was this whole thing about like what you put on your skin. So let's, if that's okay, we can go there. So like there's all these lotions and people like, I don't know, anyone out there that's listening that has been around a woman knows that they just have like all of this stuff that they put on their bodies. They have face cream, and they've got the cream they put on their hands. There's a foot cream, and Rick has some bottom cream that he puts on. That might be Preparation H. So let's talk about like why it's important, and that your skin is an organ, right? Your epidermis is showing. That's one of the oldest jokes in the book. Your skin is the biggest organ, and it's not just this thing that covers your body like a protective layer. It's living and it's alive. And so, and also, you know, let's talk about what you put on your skin, and also how the things that are manifesting on your skin, like rashes or acne or anything like that, is a sign of something, of some dysfunction that's going on internally. So go talk about that.
Yeah, you got it. So there's a lot of, first of all, when you put on personal care products, whether it be cosmetics, skincare, body care products, et cetera, even toothpaste, a lot of times the traditional products will have a lot of ingredients that maybe come from the chemical industry, petroleum industry, et cetera. And a lot of times those products can be endocrine disruptors. They can actually have adverse effects. And what happens is the government will look at it, and I certainly don't want to get into a fight with the FDA or anybody, but what will happen is they'll look at it and say, oh, no, it's safe. The challenge is no one can look at it and say, oh, well, you used this brand of toothpaste that had triclosan in it, and now 10 years later you have this predicament, this disease, whatever. No one's able to look at that and make that correlation. And the issue really becomes is it's not necessarily that you're going to use it one or 10 times that you're going to have an adverse reaction, but what's the long-term effect? Because as you mentioned, our skin is our largest organ, and what we put on our skin is being absorbed in our body. And if you use something for 10, 15, 20 years, it's going to have an adverse effect on your body at one point, more than likely it will. And so, you know, when the people that kind of move towards that natural lifestyle and want to gravitate towards natural products, they're looking for something with cleaner, not to have all the endocrine disruptors and all the harmful chemicals that you would find in a traditional product. And so they move over to a natural product. Sometimes it's hard to find something that's effective, that works as well as a traditional product. But there's so many companies out on the market today that it really is a lot easier. And you just have to find a company that you trust and like, and you'll find a product that will have, if not the same efficacy, but maybe even better. So, and it's safer for you.
I will. I'm going to add some things to the Bill Ziske. Well, the Mark Rogers to Bill Ziske bragging montage is that since probably 2013, I have used a natural, like a pit paste that does not have any chemicals in it, and unscented. And then I use I haven't been doing it as much because I've gotten lazy. But for years, I would make my own toothpaste with like coconut oil and like magnesium and calcium, like kind of all mixed in, and xylitol. I'd throw that in there.
What is toothpaste that you're talking about? I'm unaware of what this is.
What
toothpaste?
What? Shut up. Rick just swishes around peppermint candies in his mouth in the morning and chews them up.
Time my wife watching Game of Thrones and there's like a sex scene. We're like, man, I bet their breath is so rank. What do they do? Just want a stick? Like, what is?
Well, Rick, I must say your wife is a lucky lady. If you know what toothpaste is, my goodness.
Oh, deodorant. She gave that up for Lynn.
Yeah. Oh, great. Man, poor Rick.
What a lucky lady.
Yeah. Well, and it's, yeah, we could go on for 10 minutes about toothpaste. You have to squeeze it from the bottom. So, and not just from the middle. And that's a whole separate issue.
We need to have that conversation with my two kids. That's all they do is want to squeeze it from the middle. And I'm like, from the bottom.
Idiots.
Jeez, crazy.
Yeah. Well, and let's talk about this may not be your area of expertise, but what do rashes and inflammation on the skin, what is that saying about, you know, cause like in the modern healthcare industry, oh, you have something on your skin, let's treat it with a chemical, instead of maybe looking at an underlying, literally an underlying issue. So what are some of the things that could be going on? I guess it just depends on.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
You know what, guys, it could be so much. I mean, there's just so much that could be manifesting itself through your skin. It could be an infection internally. It could be a yeast related problem. It could be a dietary issue. I mean, the list just goes on and on of what it could be and what it's doing is manifesting. So, you know, I always, I kind of love the holistic approach to medicine, to where you're kind of looking, okay, here's your symptom, i.e. a rash, but what's causing it? You know, it could be a traditional product. It could also be a natural skincare product. One of the things in the natural products, now, I mean, that's our industry. We absolutely love it. But you also have to be safe, and you also have to, you know, be safe to the consumer. And so we actually put in some of our products, you have to put a preservative in your products. And some of the purists will say, oh, my gosh, you're not purely natural if you're using a preservative. But think about this. If you're have a pure natural product and you're touching it all the time, i.e. putting it on, well, you're going to have bacteria and things on your skin no matter how many times you wash your hands. So in effect, in a couple of weeks, you're going to have your own science experiment in your product. So you have to have some type of protection for the consumer. That could also cause a rash. So there's just so many different things. It could be pH level. So you mentioned deodorant. A lot of people use baking soda for deodorant, and baking soda is a very effective deodorizer. But for some people, it actually causes chafing and a lot of irritation. And a lot of those people will actually try our deodorant and say, oh my gosh, I'm glad you're here because I was really having trouble. But baking soda is fantastic in deodorant, but some people it irritates them.
Yeah.
But gosh, it could be 100 things.
Yeah. And
you really don't know.
Yeah. I think that's important, instead of just like treating it and trying to get rid of whatever it is, like from the outside. And speaking of science experiments, Rick's underwear can sometimes like be a little bit of a science experiment.
We were going to have a joke like that. I was going to make the joke when we were talking about Arnold borrowing someone's trunk. I was going to talk about, oh, Mark ran a marathon with no pants on. But
sorry. And I do have a question. So especially in Western culture where we want like the now fix, like to lose 10 pounds before like an event, I'll starve myself instead of doing sort of a more natural, sustainable behavior change. Can that be the same thing with like sometimes why like quote unquote unnatural products will like help immediately? So like there's like, oh, there's this high level of efficacy on this thing. Well, then like I use this natural product and it didn't work. Well, it's not that it didn't work. It just didn't work in 10 seconds. And like what it's doing is actually is like solving the underlying problem instead of just treating whatever the symptom is. Is that, do you find that in your experience?
It may be early on. Today, I think the science and the technology and the purity of a lot of the ingredients that a lot of reputable companies are using, I would say that in the natural product category, you're actually going to find better products in terms of efficacy than you will with traditional products.
Really?
It's just so much better. I mean, I can give you an example if you're interested.
Yeah.
Like argan oil is a really interesting one that, and just kind of take back up just a second here and just kind of talk about how we develop our products. We have an idea of what we want to put into it. We work with a natural chemist that's been in the industry for 40 years. So she'll take our ideas and incorporate them and make them better. And one of the things we found out is we were talking to her and she was like saying, listen, let's use argan oil. I've got a great source. And I'm like, oh, God, argan oil has been around forever. She goes, oh, there are so many different grades. She said, do you know where the majority of argan oil comes from? I said, I have no idea. And so what happens is that the goats will get up into an argan tree. They'll eat it. Then they will poop it out, and then the people that will gather the argan seeds will then gather that up because it's very easy and it's faster, and then they'll gather that up, and then they'll provide that, and they'll make oil from that. Now, our argan oil is organic, certified, and EcoCert certified, so it actually would not be allowed to come from that process. But you take something like argan oil that you just have argan oil on an ingredient list, and you, the consumer really doesn't know, okay, does this argan oil come from goat poop, or is this really coming from the tree, and is this legit? And the only way you can know is if it's organic or not, but who really knows that? And so when you look at that,
the goats know it. There,
yeah, but think about that for a second. If you're really dealing with a reputable company, a company that really cares to deliver high-quality products, and there's a fair number of them out there, they're going to be using great ingredients. So to your earlier question, you're actually going to find some products that might actually work a lot better than just traditional products and probably be a lot cheaper.
Well, that's also, it kind of reminds me, I'm looking it up right now. There was this NPR This American Life episode about imitation calamari, and it was like the majority of calamari that you eat isn't squid, it's actually pig anus. It's like this big, it's like they did all the studies and like, yeah, about 80% of it is pig anus. And like, even people that like, or like calamari experts, like, no, this is deaf. I can tell the difference. This is not pig anus. And it was pig anus.
That yeah. is crazy.
Like, Folger challenge in like a restaurant with, did you know that what you thought was calamari was actually pig anus?
Yeah. Like there's this funny graphic. It's a pig and it's like got the cuts. It's like head, shoulder, back, middle cut, bacon, ham. And at the end of his butt, it just says squid. Yeah. Yeah. There it is right here.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. I'm going to link to this in the show notes. I know it's terrible. Now, every time you eat calamari or order it, you're going to be like, ew, maybe not. But anyway,
probably never order ever again.
Yeah. Okay. Let me check the time here. We are at 20 minutes. So, Bill, I want to talk to you. I think it's very valuable. Oh, before we do anything, Rick, we have forgotten to do something on our last few guests.
Okay. Oh, I know. The birthday game.
Yes. Okay. We're going to guess your birthday.
The most random thing that we started doing quite a while ago. The rules are, Mark and I, you cannot provide any feedback except just saying yes or no.
Yeah.
No, okay. Randomly guess your birthday. Okay?
You got it. Okay. Yes and no. That's all I ask.
That's all, yeah, there's no hints. Okay. All right, Rick, you go first.
All right. I will go April 7th.
No.
Okay, Mark?
May the 4th.
No.
November 17th.
Nope.
June 9th.
Nope.
Dang it.
So I think you still have 361 guesses left.
Dang it. He's just going to make us guess.
Dude, I actually guessed somebody's birthday, and it was complete. I did not cheat. I actually guessed somebody's, and it was like someone just nailed a half court shot to like win the NBA championship.
When is your birthday, Bill?
When is it?
You can tell us now, yeah.
January 6th.
Oh, January 6th. I never would have gotten that. Idiot. Okay, so I think it's invaluable for our listeners to hear about when guests are on, like, what is like your daily routine? What are your habits? Like in the morning, what do you do? Do you do the same thing every morning? Is it different? Like what is your like daily routine?
You know what? Pretty much it is the same almost every morning. First thing I'll do when I wake up, my wife and I actually work out together. I've been working out with weights my entire life, and we actually put a gym in our house. We get up, come in, work out together. Usually, you know, it's low reps, high reps. We kind of rotate every 2 weeks, split up the body parts. But we're usually working out 4 to 5 times a week. If I'm not doing that, I might do a high intensity or interval training type cardio. I'm kind of into jump roping these days, cool. So I'll do a lot of that. After that, I'll make a protein smoothie. That's my breakfast. It's kind of gross what I put into it.
What do you put into it?
It's more vegetable based.
Cauliflower you put in there?
No, it's actually I use frozen cauliflower and some avocado and a pea protein. You know, I've been using that for years. It's fantastic. Holds me well. And my diet's relatively high in fat. And
I was reading that, Rick, you do more like you've tried a bunch of different things. Like the list here is like Eat to Win, The Zone, Atkins, Primal Blueprint. It sounds exactly like a lot of the things that I've done. But how you've kind of fallen into more of a ketogenic diet. Is that right?
It is. I don't know if you follow Dr. Mark Hyman.
Yes.
I'm a big fan of his. He kind of coined the term. What was it?
Pagan?
Pagan.
Or pagan. Yeah. See, Rick likes the pagan diet.
And paleo?
Yeah.
Yeah. So I would say that's probably the closest that if you were to classify and put a name on the way I eat, that would be it. And then kind of getting back into my daily routine at that point, I'll do a shower, meditate, and then I'll start working. And
do you take hot or cold showers?
15 minutes every morning. Pardon me?
I said, do you take hot or cold showers?
Hot shower.
Okay. Well, there's this. I'm a proponent of.
Mark's trying to show off and tell you that he takes cold showers. That's what he's doing.
And then the Harvard Business Review put out this big article about how good it is for you. And anyway, back to your routine. Sorry.
And also before I shower, I'll also do a dry skin brushing. I don't know if you've ever tried that.
No, I saw that. I saw a blog post on your website about dry brushing. Talk. Yeah, tell a little bit about that.
Well, it's actually great for your lymph nodes. It's great for your skin. It feels really good once you get used to it. It just kind of wakes you up. Highly recommend it to anybody. I've been doing it for years. It came out, gosh, I don't know, maybe in the 90s is when I kind of got into it. Liz as well. And we've been doing it since. So it's just part of my routine. It's a couple minutes before you get in the shower. Try it. I promise you, you'll thank me if you do it.
Do you like? What do you use? Like, do you have like a special skin brush, or do you just use like a fork? Like, what is it?
No, you don't want to use a fork. You want to use a brush that maybe is has some vegetable fiber to it. You don't want to use synthetic because that can be a little rough on your skin and maybe, you know, make some cuts or minor cuts and stuff. You want to use something with a vegetable base or vegetable fibers, if you will. There's plenty of them on the market. You know, you can find a really good quality brush for anywhere from $10 to $15. It'll last you for a couple of years. Works great. Yerba Prima makes a great one. And you can find them on Amazon or in any health food store.
Cool. So you dry brush, shower off, meditate 15 to 20 minutes.
Yeah. And then I jump into work and get involved with whatever needs to be done that day. Some days I'm functioning as an attorney, making, you know, writing product descriptions. Some days we're working as a chemist, trying to figure out what's our next product, to writing a new blog post, to whatever. It's been a wonderful journey. It's a lot of fun. It's our passion project. So we're fortunate that we get to have this second career that's really just centered in our passion, something that we get to enjoy, to where every day is a wonderful day. So it's not like in the previous where I loved the technology space, but it was one of those things where I was kind of working Monday through Friday, living on the weekends, and then going back into the daily grind, traveling and everything else. Here, every day is the same, whether it's a Saturday, Sunday, or a Monday or Tuesday, just because I absolutely love what I'm doing.
Awesome. Okay, we are coming. I cannot believe this always goes by so fast. So in the last few minutes, talk about znaturallife.com, about anything else that you want to tell our listeners about.
Well, you know, for your listeners, I've been listening to your podcast for a while. First of all, I think you guys are just great. You're very entertaining, and, you know, you really have a lot of good information out there. In terms of us, our website, you know, that's one thing. We developed products that are natural-oriented that really we feel have a high degree of efficacy. The other thing that I would hope that anybody would get out there, that if they're sitting there in a job and they're sitting like, you know what? Gosh, I really want to jump off and do something. I want to follow my passion. You know, it's never too late. I got a late second start. I'm telling you, it's never too late, and it by all means, it has been worth it every step of the way. It's not easy. It's hard. It's challenging. But you know what? It has been an absolute wonderful journey, and I look forward to what's next.
Cool.
What lies ahead.
Yeah, Rick is always complaining about wanting a do-over. So, Rick,
no,
maybe this.
At all.
Well, Rick, you might want to start with toothpaste and deodorant. That might be a good start for you.
not my mother, Bill, okay? So quit bossing me around and help me to brush my teeth and make sure I don't smell like an onion everywhere.
Oh, my wife makes, like, if our kids have a snack and then they brush their teeth, and then they, like, have another snack. Like, she makes them rebrush their teeth. And I'm like, yeah, no, you've already brushed. You're fine. Go to bed. Like, yeah, you don't need a rebrush.
It's not about cleaning your teeth. It's about
checking a box. Yeah.
If you want to do times really fast in the morning, then you're good for the rest of the
day. Right, exactly.
Oh, that's great. That's great.
Awesome. Well, Bill, this has been awesome. Thank you so much for taking the time to come on the show. We will this will come out. Let's see. What is today? Monday? This will come out Friday. Friday the 10th? Somewhere in there? 9th? Something?
9th.
The 9th. Yeah. Yeah. So thank you so much. And we will hopefully have you back on. We can talk more about all this stuff.
Yeah. Now, do you guys want a coupon code or anything?
Heck yeah, we do. Okay. Yes. Let's do it.
I can put one together. Let's just call it. Let's see. You want to put simply, I could make it Simply Human. It's kind of a big coupon code.
Yeah,
but
yeah, that'll work. Our listeners are used to that. Human will work. Yeah. So if you
Human, 20%.
Oh,
for 20% off.
Good deal.
Sweet.
Yeah, I'll put that up now, and we'll get you guys rolling.
Awesome.
Hey, what's your tell everybody where to find you on the internet.
Z Natural Life. So Z as in zebra, naturallife.com.
And there's two L's in there. It's not a combined thing. So just, and I'll have that link in the show notes too. So you can just click it directly from our show notes. All right. You can find Bill anywhere the bills are sold.
No, that is not true.
Z naturallife.com. At
enaturallife.com. Yeah. Use coupon code HUMAN.
HUMAN. I'm actually, like, I've been looking at the stuff, like, kind of, like, before the interview and sort of during the interview, like, I'm kind of going through, like, they've got, like, deodorant and, like, not, like, typical lotion, like, body powders, lotions. I mean, the all-natural stuff. I'm definitely going to try some out. I'm excited about it, so.
Well, I've always kind of, like, I'm not exactly, like, you know, afraid of chemicals, McGee, but I don't know. It makes more sense to use stuff that's kind of all-natural on your directly on your skin than it does to use, you know, something that's, you know, some egghead in a laboratory with this Ivy League degree made.
But hey, but guess what, Rick? Sometimes science and data can be used for good. You know who uses science and data for good?
Who?
Health IQ uses science and data to secure low rates on life insurance for health-conscious people, including runners, cyclists, strength trainers, pagans.
Pagans.
Remember we talked about
the health conscious pagan. You have the leggings and you're dancing around, and you know the nighttime is the nighttime.
Is that a Dragnet reference?
The leggings were the nighttime is the right time is an Adam Sandler reference from his first record.
From his record, first record. So anyway, health conscious people can get lower rates on their life insurance by going to healthiq.com/simplyhuman. HealthIQ is an insurance company that helps people like you get low rates on their life insurance. HealthIQ.com/simplyhuman. And Rick, guess what?
Yes.
I think that's a show. I think we've done it. The Simply Human tip of the week is go to znaturallife.com and buy something and use the coupon code HUMAN and start using something that's not going to murder you. That's your tip.
That's why I stopped using toothpaste. It's because I was convinced it was going to murder me.
Yep.
It's a
toothpaste.
Right?
You will wake up and toothpaste will be standing by your bed with a Crocodile Dundee knife, waiting to slit your throat.
My whole family, so I'm a little on edge with toothpaste.
Oh, sorry. Didn't mean to bring that up. All right, Rick. That's going to do it for episode 169 of the Simply Human Podcast.
And remember,
Rick had an older brother who's no longer with us who's like, I'm going to fly, and he jumped off of a building and
today's actually the anniversary of that, Mark, so thank you.
So until next time, enjoy yourself.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.